You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM. Here with your host, Tim Sweeney. And tonight we have a very special show with Steve Knutson from Audica Records. And we're doing a bit of a Arthur Russell special tonight, as Audica is an Arthur Russell, you can explain it here. Yeah, let's get this.
Tonight's Arthur Russell special on Beats in Space, celebrating the release today of the latest compilation of Arthur's music called Love is Overtaking Me, which was just released today.
And what's happening now with, there's the... the documentary.
There's a film.
Yeah.
There's a film that's just come out called Wild Combination, a Portrait of Arthur Russell, done by a really brilliant young filmmaker from Brooklyn named Matt Wolf. It just has been showing at the IFC Film Center, and it's coming out on DVD, I believe, the second week in November.
Okay. I think I have this next record queued up correctly. Okay. But... let's play. What was that first record that we just
heard?
That
was the very rare 7-inch version of Pop Your Funk from...
Really?
1981? No, 70. I don't know. Anyway, it was a long time ago. It was before you were born. And it was mastered off... I don't even know if it was ever commercially released. It may have just been a promotional release only on West End Records. But it was mastered from a cassette.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, I love it. It's one of my favorite pieces of Arthur's music.
And what's this next one that we have queued up?
This is a remix that Arthur did for a record that came out on Sleeping Bag by Chill Pill, which was a record put together by some high school students in Queens. Oh, I'm sorry, Brooklyn.
Okay.
All right. this is Arthur's remix of the record.
All right. Here. Let's see.
If you're feeling real sick, hey, can't keep this.
Take the innocence.
Bye.
still listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU, here with our Arthur Russell special. And Steve, are you okay here?
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm balancing lots of stuff in my lap here. So
how did you, now that we're calmed down here, I'm a little stressed, less stressed now. So how did you get started with doing Audica?
Well, it goes back farther. It goes back to the mid-80s where I was working at Tommy Boy Records. And I was in charge of sales, and one of my accounts was Rock and Soul Records, the legendary, hip hop DJ store on,
of course, which I think isn't it gone now? I think
I don't know. I haven't been down there in a long time, but the guy I dealt with on the phone there every day was Walter Gibbons.
He worked there?
Walter Gibbons was the buyer, and he kind of fallen on hard times, but I didn't really. I'm from Colorado, and I loved disco music when I was a kid and used to go to clubs and dance all the time, but I didn't really know the lineage or the history or these, this is before these people were looked at as like these monolithic,
right,
influential characters. I knew from people at work, it's like, oh, Walter works there? Yeah, he used to be the best DJ. He used to be like, amazing remixer, and then, something happened to him, whatever.
So what year was this that you're talking?
This would be... maybe early 86, late 85, 86, something like that. But we got to be buddies over the phone, which is so weird. And, because I'm calling him, or he's calling me to order records, or I'm selling him records and, whatever, this is going on. But it got to the point where, he's sort of like my phone buddy, and sometimes we talk three or four times a day. And he'd always talk about music, and half the time I had no idea what he was talking about. But he was so passionate about specific records and specific sounds and specific artists and producers. But one day he told me that he'd been working on a project with this guy that he just said was a genius and was like, one of the most extraordinary people he'd ever worked with. And his name was Arthur Russell. And I'd never heard of Arthur Russell. And, I was just really curious because... Walter was so passionate about it, and the record he was working at the time turned out to be School Bell Treehouse. And when it was finished, Walter gave me a copy of it, and it sort of changed my life. So
I can imagine.
And at that time, that record, I mean, nobody liked it. It was ignored. Nobody would play it in clubs. People were like, well, why can't you make records like Go Bang or Is It All Over My Face? And those records I knew, but I didn't know they were Arthur because, right, they're using like a studio name and stuff. So, I quickly sort of became obsessed and tried to track down everything I could, and which was a bit difficult because there weren't a lot of records. But shortly after School Bell Treehouse came out, World of Echo was released, and then also Let's Go Swimming. And then those were the last records that were released in his lifetime, which would have been end of 1986.
Really, that was
the end. And Arthur passed away in 92, but those were the last commercially released records that he did. So it wasn't until after the Arthur had died that I really learned anything about the guy. There was an obit in the Village Voice, and then. Point Music released Another Thought, which is just an absolutely brilliant compilation of the sort of cello and voice music that Arthur had been working on. But through those liner notes, I learned of this enormous archive. So I thought, great, somebody's going to put all this stuff out,
Yeah.
And then it never happened. And then I'd read about labels in England that were like, had done a deal with the estate and were going to put out all this unreleased music, and it never happened. So. When Tommy Boy kind of closed down or changed ownership in like 2000, I guess it was 2002, I was left with a little bit of money and needed something to do. So I thought the stupidest thing I could do was to start my own record company. And the thing I wanted to do most of all was release Arthur's music.
Naturally.
It was kind of just selfish. I had to hear the music, even if, I had to invest all this money. So I had gotten Tom Lee's phone number from Will Sokoloff, who ran Sleeping Bag, who's somebody I knew for years. And, I got together with Tom, and we got on like a house on fire, and he started just playing me just cassette after cassette of all this stuff. We just sat in his apartment one afternoon and, you know, we made big plans and, you know, so we started putting these records together. And it began with Calling Out of Context in, I guess now in 2003. And just today we released, what is this, the fifth compilation? Love Is Overtaking Me, which is all of his folk, pop, and country songs. I've been working on that for almost 3 years with Tom, but also some of the musicians that had worked closely with Arthur in his lifetime, and particularly Ernie Brooks and Stephen Hall and Peter Zumo. And some of those people have been really helpful. So,
so it's true that he does have a huge... Back at some house, there's just tapes and tapes.
Well, there's a storage space in Queens, in Long Island City. There's this room that's really dank, and it's just filled with boxes of tapes. And in my apartment on the Upper West Side, I've got, you know, tons of DATs and cassettes, you know, sort of buried away. So, yeah, it's a bit never-ending, but I would certainly venture that we've kind of gotten the cream of the crop, you know.
Yeah, it's been
released so far. So,
no, but, it's amazing.
But it's, you know, it's a complete, you know, labor of love, and it's been really, really, I feel really kind of honored and humbled by, you know, the response the music has gotten, because it's really, you know.
I mean, it's great
it's
that
all
it's,
about the music.
It's
know?
Great that now, you know, it's getting such a good response from people, you know, that
yeah,
I mean,
and it's not, you know, it's the people that are buying or interested in these records are really young people, you know, that don't have the baggage of history, you know, they respond to the, you know, the real kind of intimate qualities of his music and sonics and voice, and that's what's been really happy. It's been really happy for me, yeah, and
great.
Also for his family. So
great. Well. Great. What's this next one that you have?
We're going to play the long unreleased version. Well, I shouldn't say it's unreleased because it did come out a couple years ago on a Loft compilation. But this is the rare unreleased original full-length version of Arthur's first record, and that is It All Over My Face?
And the one before that was we had that was playing was the Dinosaur.
Yeah, it was, you know, when I put these records together, I transfer hours and hours and hours of tape, and, you know, Arthur's methods were unusual in that, you know, he would fill up any tape, where there was a tape with any space on it, he'd fill it up. So you may have something that he was working on in like 1981, but then if he found the tape again in 1987, he'd fill up that space. So I was going through some tapes for this latest project, Love Is Overtaking Me, and it's primarily like his folk, pop, and kind of country songs. And in the middle of this sort of, you know, folky music stuff, there was Kiss Me Again in Japanese. So Stephen Hall, one of his close friends and collaborators, had told me about it, that they had worked out a phonetic way to sing the song. They translate it. So it's Stephen and Arthur singing in Japanese. And I also believe there's a female voice in there. I don't know if it's Joyce Bowden, but I'm not quite sure who that is. But it was just one of those things I sort of stumbled on, and I thought, you know, what the heck?
Amazing, amazing. Okay, so let's play this next one now.
All righty. Thank you.
want to see all my friends at once. I want to see all my friends at once. I'd do anything to get the chance to go bang. I want to go bang. We'll be right back.
listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Here with Steve Knutson from Audica Records. Steve, so what is... Wait, did we already explain this one right now?
No, this is... This is actually a bootleg. This is Walter Gibbons' unreleased remix of Go Bang. And I think it's taken from a DJ gig that he had. Walter had just maybe a couple years before he died in Japan, where he played an acetate of it.
When did Walter Gibbons pass away?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It was in the later part, mid 90s, I think 96 or 97. I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed that I don't remember exactly.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
but anyway, that's something special that, you know, a lot of people that are, you know, equally obsessed with Arthur and or Walter have always wanted to hear. I will say that both Arthur and Will Sokola were particularly keen on the remix, and that's why it remained.
They weren't keen on
it, and that's why it remained unreleased. And it was done. Walter did the remix after he'd worked on the School Bell Treehouse, and so I think he did that remix in like 86 or 87.
Okay.
So, but anyway, I have a real big surprise here for everybody. I'm going to play a bit of music. This is Arthur live here on WNYU 21 years ago. It's not exactly...
Tuesday night.
It is a Tuesday night. It's not exactly 21 years ago, but this is from April 28th, 1987. It's a live session, Arthur promoting World of Echo, and joining him were Peter Zumo on trombone and Stephen Hall on guitar and I believe some electronics. So,
And where did you find this one?
It was in a box.
Just in a box. What did it say on it? Like WNYU session or what?
It just said WNYU, and it had the date on it. But one of the things that's real frustrating with a lot of Arthur's tapes is that, particularly on reel to reels, he would buy cheap stock from like commercial studios. So he'd either erase them or record over them.
Yeah.
But after, you know, a certain amount of time, there's quite a bit of bleed through.
Right.
And sometimes that's kind of interesting. And it took me a minute to figure out if maybe it was intentional because there's so many interesting sort of sonic effects throughout his music. But it became pretty clear that on some of these tapes, it shouldn't be there. So
yeah.
on this particular session, at the top of it, there's quite a bit of bleed through and you can hear commercial for WABC radio and some other stuff, but we're going to start here with the end of an interview, but you get to hear Arthur talk a little bit about what was going on at that time, and then we'll hear a song called I Am a Saxophone, and also a song called Planet of Thought.
All right, let's hear Arthur Russell here from WNYU 21 years ago. Here we go.
In the studio and do interviews, I can ask them things like, well, when do you have a new record coming out and who are you playing with? And I don't know. To me, this seems quite extraordinary and not ordinary, the music itself. And the three of you also. I just love sitting here and watching you and listening to you. So I'm trying to think of extraordinary things to talk about or questions to ask. Where are you from?
You said you were something extraordinary.
I know, but you know, maybe.
I'm from Oskaloosa, Iowa. That's 60 miles south east of Des Moines, which is the biggest town in Iowa, near Iowa City, which is the University of Iowa. And I live in California, and then I moved here.
Do you like living in New York City?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
ABC 02.
See, that's a question I have to ask because I've got a lot of trouble with that now. New York City is a bit crazy for me. I miss the big spaces. Well, Israel, really.
Really?
I was born in Boston, but I grew up in Israel. And I miss the spaces. I miss the ocean, you know. Is Arthur... Can you hear Arthur out there? Can you hear Arthur? Hugh? Yeah, we can hear Arthur, I guess. How do you work, Arthur? And when you put together music, it doesn't. There's something very special about it. I mean, there's something, I'll go that far as saying there's something very special about it. How do you work on creating your music? And then it's over.
Then it's over. But now I'm going to be playing things over, playing songs that I play, you know, from concert to concert. I'm pretty consistently there, you know, in terms of, you know, what key it's in and what some of the lyrics I'm going to put before, and as the case may be, some of the non-lyrics may be.
With this record, World of Echo, ambition to play songs again and again.
To play the same songs and get them, yeah, get
right.
them down.
Make them happen twice, as it were.
It's what you're doing now, I guess, is in a sense very different from what you were doing in the late 70s and early 80s. Which was, what were you doing in the late 70s and early 80s?
Well, it's not that different. It's just solo, really. I've written songs quite a bit, actually. I've worked with both Peter and Steven here in groups, trying to, you know, play songs and hit number one and so on. But it's been largely in the last year that I've been concentrating on this particular record, which is a solo project, so I can do all the accompanying myself with the cello or maybe a little additional electronics and some echo too.
And how do you see how do you work differently when you're working on solo yourself alone, or when you're working with a group of people? How do you find the music changes?
Well, it can change a lot from moment to moment, because I'm not accountable to anyone else in terms of what the continuity is. It's amazing how little it changes, considering that. Really, that's the main change. I tried to do this long composition called 24/24 Music, which was a while ago, that was based on something that I could do, and then other people could play along with me and basically do anything. I mean, within a very wide area of restrictions. And now this is a
design to find you. You
But
Listening to Beats in Space here with our Arthur Russell special. Steve, thank you so much for coming on here and doing that. So this last one, again, this is from the new...
That's from the new CD. It came out today. It's called Love is Overtaking Me, and it's a collection of Arthur's pop, folk, and country songs. It includes really his earliest recordings. Some of the tracks were recorded by the legendary producer and A&R man John Hammond, who had signed like Springsteen and Bob Dylan among other people, and they were done in the very early 70s when Arthur first came to New York. And it ends with some of his last recordings that were done at home. But the song we just heard from that album, Planet of Thought, was actually a finished master that was originally intended to be released by one of the many labels he'd been on but had been rejected. And it was recorded as a group called Bright and Early, which a friend of mine, a journalist, calls his cowboy disco. but that had Arthur with Stephen Hall, Ernie Brooks, and a fellow named Rob Shepperson on drums. And before that, there was Being It and a very different version of Planet of Thought, which is just cello and voice, and then I Am a Saxophone, which were live here on WNYU 21 years ago.
So he played the same song live here, WNYU.
Yeah, but totally different. He recorded so many of his songs in different ensembles, They all sounded, completely different from one another, but still retained that integrity of just being beautiful songs. So,
this is out now, and then the documentary that you said...
The Portrait, the Wild Combination, Matt Wolff's film. That's actually showing at film festivals, around the world, but has gotten a theatrical release. It just... It's been playing at the IFC Film Center for the last 3 or 4 weeks. I'm not sure if it's still up. It may be just playing on weekends. But Plexifilm is releasing it on DVD with about an hour worth of extras that aren't in the film, including some really wonderful footage of Arthur performing.
So that's great. And so when do you think that's going to be coming out?
That's coming out, I'm sorry, I don't have the exact release date, but it's in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
If you look on Amazon.com or the Plexi website, you'll get the date. But they're taking pre-orders now, and you can get a nice poster, movie poster. So.
Well, great.
So there's a lot of activity, and Tim Lawrence is also finishing up his book, The British Writer, which will be out sometime next year.
Steve, thank you so much for coming on and schooling us here on some, amazing unreleased Arthur stuff. I mean, this is really a pleasure. But now we're going to switch gears, and we're going to do our annual Halloween special now with Joel from Quiet Village. So we're going to play PSA really quickly, and then we'll get back with Joel from Quiet Village. Again, Steve Knutson, thank you so much. Autica Records, and check out the Arthur Russell Love is Overtaking Me album out now. Okay.
Thanks.